harder to play a team that you see once every 4 years?
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, you don't know this team, and you can watch them on film, but, you know, like, for instance, Dallas or Philly or Washington, we play twice a year, and you know, like, how they like to play you and, you know, how they adjust to certain things that you do. This team, we don't, so obviously we got to do a great job of studying, being at film room and on our iPads a lot, to kind of, you know, familiarize ourselves with, you know, what they do and how they're going to, you know, try to combat some of the things that we do. Honestly, it means we got to win. I mean, that's how I'm looking at it, man. Honestly, it wouldn't have meant anything to me if we would have lost that football game. And, you know, with the win, you can kind of, you know, feel good about the performance. But, you know, also understand that, you know, the only reason why I was able to get sacked is because 10 other guys were doing their job on the football field. So, you know, obviously, the NFC Player of the Week is myself. But, you know, I can give credit to my entire defense for, you know, coverage was there, guys was pushing the pocket, and, you know, it just happened to fall in the fact that I was, you know, the one to get the sacks.
Justin, how would you put into words how decent has been in his program?
I don't know if I can. I think, you know, he's been a godsend for us, you know. 17 tackles or 18 or higher than he had, you know, last Sunday night. He's done that since he got here. I mean, they kind of threw him in the fire the first week in Chicago, and he's been, you know, that energizer, bunny for our defense from the start. So we're very lucky to have him.
When you see Danny Woodhead across the line, is it very easy for guys to look like that because of his size?
And yeah, I think most of the film we've watched, you see guys, you can just kind of tell guys are kind of underestimated, you know, his strength or his running ability and took him for granted in some ways. And he's been I don't want to call him a gnat, but he's been throwing in a lot of guys aside, you know, running the ball and catching out of the backfield. They use him a lot, and he's a huge part of their offense, and we're going to have our hands full of trying to, you know, neutralize their weapon.
Is it kind of difficult to figure out who to put on him because of, you know, where he goes and what he does?
It is. I mean, it's a matchup problem. It really is. And Philip Rivers and their entire staff have done a great job of finding that matchup and utilizing it to the best of their abilities.
Justin, I know there's a lot to play for as a team, but do you feel like there's a lot for you personally
it always
to research
is.
Yourself?
And, I mean, it always is. Contract year or not, man. It always is.
Justin, what do you say about their offensive line? They've kind of a lot of moving pieces. You watch them on tape, you got some young guys. What can you say? Do you see them on film?
Well, the only thing I look at is stats. And when it comes to them, you know, I think they've given up 22 sacks, which is, you know, Coach gave us a stat, I think the fourth lowest in the league. So, yeah, they've had some injuries and some moving parts there, but they've held together, and those guys are playing well. And you know, we're going to have another great challenge because I think, you know, the fact that they're playing well and Phillip is known for getting the ball out of his hands and you know, kind of, you know, giving the defensive line different looks with the draws and the screens. We got a huge task in front of us.
Justin,